weeds. Shake and shrivel at the thought of expert lawn and garden advice here at Rosie on the House. Scare your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Man, that sounds good. That's the sound of spring right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huh? Isn't it? Doesn't that sound good?
It does. Perky. Oh, it's perky.
We could sure use a little snowpack before spring got here.
Yeah, we could.
Yikesy doodle. Yikesy doodle.
It's super dry. We had that very wet November and December. And
yeah.
Man. So we'll probably get one huge storm.
Oh, man.
This winter.
Well, they're not looking for any more snow in the Midwest. I think they'd be happy to send it our way.
They could probably, you know, that lady that's doing the River Rock one. Maybe I'd get her back there, and she could move snow here.
Yeah, maybe so.
Oh,
maybe Ivy's new calling.
Yeah.
Well, this we talked about it last week and mentioned that it probably wouldn't be a time we got away from a show without talking weeds. All that rain and then this warm air has just been a perfect condition. And Joe and Peoria, welcome to the program. You have a couple weeds, you say?
I just wondered if I missed. Well, first, I have an answer for too many tomatoes. My grandmother from Spain used to make huge pots of pasta sauce, and then she'd freeze part of it. So there's your answer for tomatoes. But
there's lots of things you can do with
tomatoes. If I brought
her
my tomatoes, would she still do that?
Well, she's gone now. Oh. They might fertilize real well, but no. Anyway.
I bet if Romy brought a bowl of those tomatoes into the office, they wouldn't be there very long.
Yeah. Hey, my question is, did I miss the window for like a granular pre-emergent?
Well, you never missed the window. You might have missed the best time to do it to prevent the weeds you have now. Pre-emergent is best applied ahead of our rainier times of the year. So if we can apply it in the fall ahead of the winter rainy season and in the spring ahead of the summer monsoon season, that's when, you know, if you were going to pick two times to do it, it will always work. There are always weeds that are waiting to come up as soon as we get a rain or some type of moisture event. So anytime you can put pre-emergent on, you're going to prevent weeds for 3 to 6 months after that date. So you missed the fall application, which you probably have some weeds now, but you could still put it on because if we get more rain, which we generally always do, you know, March is our one of the wettest, at least snowfall months of the year. So we still have the opportunity for a fair amount of rain yet. So if you get it on now, you'll prevent that. And then if you do it again in March or April, you'll help prevent some of those summer weeds like spurge and that sort of thing.
Appreciate the call, Joe. Good luck doing your weed control. I have a feeling a lot of HOAs are going to run a lot of ink and paper writing tickets. You know, there's many weeds that are popping up everywhere.
I've seen a lot of green decomposed granite around town. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or and a lot of blue because they've sprayed it and they've got the blue dye in the spray.
and we mentioned it last week. If you're in the Phoenix metro area and you want to pre-emergent your yard, which is probably one of the best time-saving tactics on the planet, we have Rosie Certified Weed Control Specialist Scottsdale Weed.
That's 480-941-9471.
Is he still coming on Monday?
He is, and we need him because, boy, every minute those little boogers have taken off.
We're getting all our property treated on Monday.
Let's go out to Santan Valley and bring Adam into the conversation. Wants to talk about our topic today, soil prep and what to do, ground versus raised. Welcome, Adam.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Good. Well, I'm a new homeowner. I purchased our first home in September, and the backyard has already been landscaped. But I like to make a few changes. Our house does face east to west, and on the south side of our house, it gets sunlight all day long, and it's a perfect section for our garden. I want to put in a couple citrus trees, plants, etc. My question is, do I do in-ground or should I do above-ground garden box?
Well, you know, a little bit of that depends on how big a garden you think you want to go with, you know, how you want to garden, You know, there's no right or wrong answer to that. Above ground gardens, and I know people have huge above ground gardens. It is more expensive going in. I mean, you've got to build a structure out of either, you know, belt guard paver, block stone, stack stones, or, you know, redwood or lumber of some type. Or even if you go the least expensive is probably just buying regular old cinder blocks and stacking them up. But then you have to buy, you know, mixed soil or buy, you know, soil components like compost and peat moss and mix your own soil. And if it's very large, that can be a little expensive going in. So if you wanted to go easier and less expensive, probably going in the ground is your best bet to start with. If you want to start small with a little 4x4 area or some containers, then above ground is a pretty inexpensive way and easy, quick. Boy, you can do it in about 5 minutes if you got a container, fill it full of a bag of good potting soil, and plant your plants. Now, one thing we didn't mention, there's nothing that says a garden has to be all by itself in a square plot. You can mix all kinds of things in with your regular landscape. You know, there's people that plant melons and cucumbers under their citrus trees and let them grow as almost as a ground cover and produce that way. You can stick, I've got a tomato plant. I don't know how it got there. It's in the middle of my ground cover in my backyard, and it's producing tomatoes. So there's nothing that says you can't have, you know, flower bed, flower, herb, vegetables all in the same bed in your landscape. In fact, edible landscaping is becoming more and more popular. Actually using edible plants and trees and shrubs as part of your landscaping, you can mix your vegetable crops in with that. Things like Swiss chard are very colorful and add color to the garden. So there's a lot of ways you can go. I guess I don't have a great answer for you. I guess it depends on how much you want to spend up front, how big you want to start with. Again, we talked earlier in the show, I'd start small and go from there.
And if you have the room, you will adapt multiple styles. We started with raised container, and we still have the raised planters because they're full of Mel's mix, and that is just some incredible soil. Then we've got our ground garden where we put our melons in.
Things that take up a lot of room, like melons, cucumbers, those are probably best in the ground because you got to have room. If you put them in a little 4x4 garden, they might take your garden over. So,
and yeah. We get sent our books all the time from different writers. The Garden Writers Association is sending us stuff to review, and one of the books that came is Craft Projects for Your Kids for Gardens, and it's all different kinds of jungle gyms that incorporate a garden. So the girls have picked out what they want me to build to put in a garden. I mean, it's something different, and you know, you learn different things from different styles, from your rose to your, so you know, like you said, start small and go from there. There's no one right answer
I will tell Joe this, and I'm the only one old enough in the room to talk about it. Joe, your knees and your back will love a raised garden. Raise it up about seat level and don't make it any wider than about 4 feet so you can reach in halfway garden from either side. I have found raised gardens to be a tenth the maintenance of a ground garden.
As we go south to Tucson to bring in Francis and Green Valley, our next caller's in queue. You had mentioned earlier, Miss Julie, that you don't have to go to a farmer's market to find local produce. But what if you do go to a farmer's market? It is still a great resource. And you have another article that you've brought with you today to talk about making the most out of that.
Yes, in fact, on that nutritious news tab in the upper right of Fill Your Plate, there's top tips to enhancing your farming experience, and I'm not going to give all the topics away or the tips away because I want them to go and read the article, but one of my favorite is the last tip of all of these tips. It's if you're at a farmer's market and you're running and you happen to run into a chef, and you might even know him because maybe you've gone to his or her restaurant, quiz them about some of the things that they like to buy at the farmer's market, because one of the neatest things about the farmer's markets is the unique varieties you might get of a particular vegetable, because a lot of our direct market farmers, one of my favorite, Bob McClendon with McClendon Select, and he has about 3 markets he takes care of and also serves the chefs a lot. They'll grow some very, very unique, interesting, delicious varieties of produce that you might not see as obviously in the grocery store. So one of the tips talks about, even if you run into a chef, find out how he or she cooks and fun stuff like that. It's just so neat.
And there's a lot of other neat things you can find at fillyourplate.org. One of my favorites is the new search engine that's been incorporated.
For the farmer's market. We actually have 3 search engines features now, and the latest and most robust is the farmer's market. Arizona has approximately nearly 100 farmer's market, and for this little desert state, that's pretty impressive.
Wow.
So if you can even go to Fill Your Plate on a weekend, if maybe you're up north, and those markets will start opening up again once we get through the winter. And you say, well, what markets are available on the weekend in Prescott, for example? You can do a search on that and determine if it's in a convenient location, you can show up for it. So we have a variety of the farmers markets. It's all searchable. And a lot of our farmers, you can identify what farmers are at what farmers markets thanks to that list. And that's pretty neat to be able to discover, especially if you like a Bob McClendon of McClendon Select or some of the other direct market farmers. You decide, I've got a favorite farmer, I've got a favorite organic farmer. Figure out what markets he serves, and then you can go to that market.
Well, appreciate you being here with us as we moved. We've been on the road to Tucson, and we've just pulled up to, we're going to start in Green Valley. We'll go a little farther south. Bring Frances into the conversation. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Basically, I'm calling to find out some information because I want to buy a gift for someone, and I don't know what to buy. She has, she's a small lady. She gets close to the ground, and she's in landscaping business down here, and she works with her husband, and she's down at the ground level all the time, working in the desert, not in the grass basic track homes. They're doing big projects. I'm concerned with valley fever or her getting whatever, COPD, with all the dust and everything. And I'd like to get her a mask that she could wear that would be comfortable to be.
Any suggestions for basic? Sounds like
I think she needs to go to Walgreens or CVS, and it's a place called Arizona Spray Equipment that sells spray rig and spray equipment. I bet they've got a great mask respirator.
In our research for Santa bag for Christmas, we came across some respirators that 3M made, right, Rosie?
And they make them. They make 30 different styles depending on what you're trying to filter out. So that website is 3M Tech, T-E-K-K, 3M Tech Safety Equipment. And they've got, like I say, about 30 different types of respirators.
Well, very good. That one would have stumped me.
Yeah, there you go. So
I would have sent her to a wood shop. You know, the cabinet makers, they've got really fine.
Anybody that's, painting, spraying anything, working with particulate matter like a wood shop, an industrial supply place, something like that is where she needs to go.